The scripture says that, for he satisfieth the longing soul and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And that's certainly what we experience when we come to worship the Lord. Might not always experience that when we're working and Satan is tempting us and we're trying to serve the Lord and yet Satan is coming along and tempting us. I'd like to say I really appreciate the last song. It certainly makes me think of those that have gone out in the mission field. And the last time Hannah was left, it was Christmas. She never knew this, but I had to weep before she left. Think of the brevity of life. It's so short. I'm 60, and many people don't make it till they're 60. Some people, my mother's still living, I believe she's 89, but many people don't make it. Many people are hurled into eternity. The question for all of us is, are we right with God? My message is somewhat, Matt called me or texted me, WhatsApped me Friday evening, and I had a message prepared, I thought I did, but then yesterday morning, I grieved the Holy Spirit, and took a while for the presence of God to move back into my heart. These hearts are so volatile, and they're so volatile, and we can move in and out. This heart is the house for God to dwell in, and I've heard Ivan say the word condemned. I don't feel condemned at all because of what I did yesterday morning, because the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven me, and he's done that many times in my life. I've been a Christian probably for, I believe, 38 years, and many times I have failed the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet he comes in strong. My message, I would like to talk a little bit about acting like Jesus Christ naturally, or turning the pages of life. The more we turn the pages of life, the more we act like Jesus Christ naturally. Dale Heisey had a message on the Holy Spirit, and I kind of got that from him as he did. I don't know if he said those words, but I believe his daughter was on a plane, and his daughter was on this plane. This plane took off. I'm not sure how far up in the air it was, and they thought there's going to be a crash landing, and everybody started going hysterical and started yelling, and his daughter was on that plane, and she started praying, and I think Paul Geary could probably reiterate this better, but I think she calmed some people down anyway, and she started praying, and she said, Jesus, I wasn't planning on this today to go home with you, but if this is your will, if this is what you want, we'll meet you today. So we turn pages in life, and yesterday when I was battling through this, I realized it's another page in my life, and I realized there's people sitting here that are probably 20, 30, 40 years old that have turned more pages in life than I have. But when we can act like Jesus Christ naturally in a circumstance, I was going to read something. I had something in my... I wonder if I could get my... Going to read some. Just something that I read in I have it here. I read in the Terry Farmer because it's kind of what I want to talk about a little bit here. It's just a paragraph here. If I can quickly find it here, I thought I had this all. Who are we when the unexpected happens? Many people ask themselves this. We all are unsure. We wonder. some don't. So the more we turn the pages in life, the more Jesus Christ becomes real to us. I think of a verse, but the God of all grace who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. God wants and desires and actually helps us to go through things and suffering so that we can serve him naturally in unexpected time. Now, when we think of Jesus Christ and think of that he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we think of that and we think of the universe, and we think of how God has created the universe and his flesh. He became, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And there he was. There he came upon this earth as a babe, and the whole universe was in him. And everything he did and everything he talked about was in the realm of the fullness of God. He didn't have to turn any pages in life because he had them all turned. He was the perfect example of submission to a holy God. But we have to turn pages in life, and the Bible talks about being filled with all the fullness of God. And when we're filled with all the fullness of God, maybe that will be when I'm 101 years old. I don't think that'll ever happen, because I need to keep turning pages in life. And as we turn the pages in life, the more a holy heart we have, and the more of the holiness of God is in us, the more we will act like Jesus Christ naturally in circumstances that come our way that are unexpected. Now, if we would think about our hearts, and actually, I should back up a bit. This message actually started off a year and a half ago, probably in 2018, before I went to, and I forgot a lot of it. I was going to preach it before, but we were sitting at the table, and anyways, we're sitting at the table, and sometimes when the Holy Spirit tries to tell me something and doesn't get me told, he uses my wife to tell me. My wife gave me a one-liner, two sentences, and she I'm sure she doesn't remember it at all anymore, but I do. I remember going out that afternoon thinking to work and thinking, you know, if I could only pretend to be somebody else. I knew what she said was true about myself. I knew what she said was true. And I realized that I went to that discipleship seminar and thought, well, maybe the Lord will speak to me here. I like going there just to take a week off and reflecting on my own heart and reflecting on God and leaving the businesses behind. But nothing really happened. But it seems that sometimes God, something has happened since then, but sometimes God uses different avenues to speak to us rather than the Holy Spirit. He can use brothers and sisters and parents, grandfathers, I suppose, grandmothers, and he can use different people in our lives to speak to us, and we can be filled with all the fullness of God. And to be filled with all the fullness of God is like someone said, if I can quote it, death to self, therein lies the power of God. And the more we're filled, the more trials, the more things we go through in life, the more the fullness of God we have. I don't believe that we can lay our hands on someone and say, pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That might take a different thought, a different train of mind than what I'm thinking of here. But suppose that we would look at our hearts. And I look at my heart, the heart of Gary Lichty, the times when he has done many things that he shouldn't have done, yet God has never left him. I'm just saying this because maybe it can help someone. I don't know, but there was about 3-4 months, two months ago, I'm not sure how long, when I was milking the cows, I used to get so angry in my heart, and I was like, it was at my, that's at people, and I get very angry and twisted, and I'm starting to think, this is unnatural. There's something wrong here. It's not that I, and then it would go away, and I'm like, it just happened for a while, and finally realized if this is unnatural, it must be demonic, and I believe it was. I believe that when I prayed about it, and God came, and it left. It hasn't happened to me since. Well, there was one morning here not real long ago when it started, and prayed about it, and see, Satan likes to hide himself, and he likes to hide himself in a way that we don't see him. We think maybe it's our, we can think it's our flesh, you know, and but we are perfect in Jesus Christ. It says that we are the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It says you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. 2 Corinthians 5:21, which is probably the hub of the scripture, for he hath made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous in Jesus Christ. And we are righteous in Jesus Christ, though we walk around in the flesh and blunder and do things that we wish we wouldn't have done, but God is there to forgive us. We don't have to walk around in condemnation because we have sinned. God wants to forgive us and clean our hearts, just like he did for me yesterday. I believe I was walking in covetousness. I didn't even realize it. I'm starting to turn some pages in life, you see, that I never knew were there. But God can forgive you. God will forgive us. He came for that reason, and I'm glad for that. You see, there was a man in New York City. There was a pastor. As he was walking the streets, there was a man that'd be sitting beside the street. I'm sure you've seen him, a homeless man drinking a beer. And the pastor invited him to church, and he says, I can't come. My beer's almost all. And the pastor bought him a six-pack of beer and sat him in the front row. And while he was drinking his beer, he's drinking the word of the Lord in. And, you know, there might be somebody, something like that here. We can be drinking the beer of covetousness, like I was yesterday morning, and sit in church. We can drink the beer of fashion and guzzle it down and sit in church. The biggest burden I have for the North American church is the gospel of Jesus Christ being watered down, the Christ being taken out, the divinity of Jesus Christ being taken out of the gospel. And then we can divorce. We can drink the beer of divorce and sit in the church pew, and it's okay. We're not convicted. People are not convicted because the Holy Spirit has left and is leaving and is knocking. I'll tell you, it's knocking on our church door. It's knocking on every church door in America. And that's not my message. That's not my message. I have another message on that maybe sometime, but we can drink many, many things in our life. We can drink materialism. The beer of materialism is sitting in the front row. And maybe, you see, that person that was drinking that beer and taking in the Word of God, he hasn't turned near as many pages in life as you and I have. But when we turn the pages of life, and you can turn the page of life right here if you want to. See, the Bible says that if you are here and you don't know God, he that rejecteth me and my words is one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So if you are here and you don't know God, you will be judged. There was back when I was your age, I don't know, 20, 21, maybe 19, I don't know. I heard a story about four men, they were driving down the country road, and there was a church, and they were having revival meetings, and out in the lobby, there were some men standing there, and these four men came in, and four young men, and they mocked God. And they said, we're going 4 miles down the road to hell. they mocked God, and 5 miles, whatever it was, and they left, and it wasn't long, and the men in the lobby seen the ambulance and fire, whoever all went past, ambulance, police, and those men passed away. Those men are in eternity. They got judged. Those young men, don't ever mock God, because God might take you at his word. I'm sure there's no one here that would think of doing that, but I know that God is faithful, and he is the judge, the eternal judge, and he is the righteous judge. And the Bible also says that if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Remember, that says if you call on the Father, that's speaking to you and I as a Christian. It says pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. The fear of God is leaving in the country, because I believe because of as a whole in America, the gospel is being preached as a warped gospel. The whole gospel is not being preached as a whole in America. The judgment of God is very little. You hear of it very little. But it says, if you call on the Father, who with all respect of persons, you see, God does not respect us. And it says, I am not that important to God that if I sin and walk in divorce, walk in adultery, I'm not that special to God that he won't reject me. He will reject me. I don't believe in eternal security, even though when I say that, I have to say right away that I've been a Christian for that many years and have never once doubted my salvation, even though I have done things and sinned against God. But God was always gracious and always able to make things right with him. But if we call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For we have not been redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. So we know it was directed to believers. And I don't believe, there are believers that would like to think there is no judgment coming. But the Bible, my Bible tells me there's judgment coming for everyone. I'm not sure how that's all going to play out and how that's all going to work out. I don't know. I just read what's in my Bible. And the Bible says that we will be judged for our works. And we're saved by our grace, but we're saved by the grace of God, but we're judged by our works. Our works are a direct result of what is in my heart. And when we're judged but like that, we want to judge ourselves before God. It should be our desire to judge ourselves before God when we come before God in prayer and so forth. Even come to communion. It's good. Communion is a celebration for the church. I was at some kind of rock concert one time when I was a Christian, only a few years ago. And I'll say that in their names. Tim and the Glory Boys were singing. I'm not going to say how I got there and why I was there, but they were saying, you know, we're going to have a real party here tonight. And they started playing the drums and, you know, and the music. And, I mean, halfway through we went out, and they were saying we're having a party, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, the party for the church is communion. It's not fleshly. And entertainment always seems to go against the scriptures. Anyway, I'll leave that for now. But anyway, when we think of our heart and our house and the house of our heart, suppose that we have a screen here. Suppose that our hearts, everything that happened in your heart for the last week, for the last month or year, whatever, I should say in the heart of Gary Lichty. You can put your own name up there if you want. And everything in Gary Lichty's heart would be revealed right up there in the last day, the last week or months. We need a Savior, don't we? But the Bible, there's a verse I can't quote it now. I should. John, Acts, Romans. It says, in the day when God shall judge, the Apostle Paul says, it's in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And in the world we're living in today, there's many people drinking the beer of pornography and think no one will see it. But God sees it, the secrets of men. He sees the secrets of men. What would flash up there on that screen if it would be possible, or if this whole building would become your house of your heart and it have different rooms in your heart, and every room you go in, you could see. You know, there's a song about that, different rooms in our heart. I forget how that goes, but I like that song. But what is in your heart? Where are you at with God? Where am I at with God is my question. Where is Gary Lichty at with God is the question that I need to ask. I don't need to ask the question where you're at. You can ask that for yourself. But we know that God cares for us, and God wants to redeem us to himself. So when God comes, that our sins can go on before, that our sins don't have to leave after. And if you're here this morning and you don't know God, you can turn that page of life and get to know him this morning. Today is the day of salvation. And we're not planning that we're going to die today. I often hear of things on the radio and different and news. Somebody had an accident and they passed away that day. I'm sure when they woke up that morning, they never expected that would happen. But it does happen. And someday will be Gary Lichty's last day. I don't know when that's going to be, but someday it will be. And when that day comes, I want my heart to be holy and right with God. And we can have that heart in our lives, and may God be with us in that way. Now, if we would put the holiness of God up here. Oh, sun's bright here. I can't see that. The perfect holiness of God, if we could draw a perfect circle on it, and we put the cross in here because God is perfect. He had never sinned, but we know we're not perfect, and we need the redemption of Jesus Christ continually. We need the redemption of Jesus Christ whether we're Christians or not Christians, you need it. Now, the Bible says that that death and hell, I believe, will be cast into the lake of fire. And what's that saying there in Revelations is there's going to be, without restraint, God's going to pour his wrath in there without restraint. So if you are here and you know you're going to go to that place, whether you're young or old, you can come to the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ will save you. The cross of Jesus Christ will turn the page. But you know, we can be a Christian. We're Christians, trust, and we need to turn pages in life. We don't want to be drinking of that beer bottle that I described of whatever's in there. And when I heard that story, I was drinking out of the beer of self-righteousness until I heard that story and realized how self-righteousness does not come from the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to have our pews filled with men and women, lesbians and gays and the men in the streets that don't know God. We need them, people, and we need to be talking to them and witnessing to them. But not only that, but if we can get them under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Because someday it will be too late for them, as for us. And hell is a horrible and a terrible place, and heaven is a wonderful place. And that's where God is. God wants to take every person. He does not. His will isn't that anybody should perish, but that all should have repentance in their lives. Just look at my. Daniel Webster said that the greatest thought he ever had, he was asked what the greatest thought, I'm not sure. But anyway, he said, my personal accountability before God. When we think of our accountability before God, I think of the door. Jesus said, "I am the door, and no man comes unto him but unto God through Jesus Christ." And we think of a door. We think of a door here, and the Bible says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." And when we went through that, Gary Lichty went through that door, he was a broken man. That door was very narrow and not very high. I had to get in there through my knees to get into that door. I wept. As Arthur Pink says, that the man that hasn't wept over his waywardness has little grounds for rejoicing. And when we can, it's a gift from God to weep over our sins and over, not just over, just coming from transition of darkness to the transition of holiness, but weep because of what happened to me and what I did yesterday. God, help me that I might be able to turn the pages in life and see where I grieve the Holy Spirit. And as I grieve the Holy Spirit, that I won't grieve him in that way again, that I will have victory in Jesus Christ, because there is definitely victory there. There is, I was trying to be a salesman at one time when I quit farming for a while, and I'm the worst salesman that ever could be, because I don't know if I really believe in the product that I'm selling. But there's one thing that I believe in for sure, and I'll bet my life on it, and that's the power of Jesus Christ. And how he has changed my life. None of us probably would be here today if it wouldn't be for Jesus Christ and the power of God in our lives that has transformed us from darkness to light. And that light is wonderful as we look into that light and let our hearts overflow into that. But here we, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And I think that's important to know that, because As we get into that door, it's the same if you are here and you're not a Christian, or if you are a Christian. We need to walk in humility, walk in teachableness. So let God work in our hearts in that way. Now, there's a song that says, "Turn sharp away from sin's domain," and that's God's desire. God hates sin. He loves us. He loves each one of us. But God hates the sin. He does care for each one of us. When we enter into that door that I was talking about, the same as communion, we could say we lay down our personal rights. We rights and our freedoms. We lay that down and we give it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. That then he becomes Lord of our life. It wasn't until I believe it was Apostle Paul said Lord that God redeemed his soul there, Paul. And when we can take him as Lord of our lives. Maybe I should turn to it's good for us to think and judge ourselves. Let's see, where am I going here? That's what it says here in, see if I can find it here. 1 Corinthians 11, I believe it is where I want to go. 1 Corinthians 11. Speaks of communion there, but it says, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." And speaking of the literal communion, but we are having communion with God every day. And it says, "He that eateth and drinketh unworthily," and this is speaking of the gathering, of course, of the drink. He's not discerning the Lord's body, and that would refer to, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." The brokenness that we need, the brokenness that we need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And it also means that it's a failure to recognize the Lord's body. The Lord's body is something that's untouchable. It's a sacred thing before God. It's the apple of God's eye. And don't touch, because it is God's. And if we make light of it, if a person makes light of it, we lay down to enter in that door, we lay down the independence and individualism, and we are not detached anymore from the body. But the body is, we become one with the body. And when we become one with the body, we will not have a failure to recognize that it's the Lord's body. And we will not become partial. There's some different words that are used there in different places. In Jude 9, it's contending. We are working for the body of Christ. So may God be with us, and give us what we need to bring about a heart that is holy, and have pages that we turn in life, that they might be turned one leaf at a time. And the biggest page you can turn is the page. If you are here and you need to turn the page in life and walk through that door, the Bible, the scripture says, and we know this, that today is the day of salvation, because we don't know when God is going to take us into eternity. We don't know that. I had a 16-year-old brother that passed away into eternity, and we knew it for many months that he was passing away. But I'm just saying that you don't need to be an old man. And I don't think I'm an old man, but you don't need to be an old man or whatever to enter into eternity. I'm just saying that our hearts can stop at any time, and the heart or our house is so volatile that you can come to God, and you can know God, and you can know the scriptures. Learn, study, if you are a young Christian, and study the scriptures. That's the most important thing you can do. Memorize the scriptures. Someday this book might not always be with us, and it's good to know the scriptures in our hearts. So the scripture also says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what I'd like to leave with you. It's God that does it in our hearts, and may God be glorified as we turn the pages of life. And the more we can do that, the more we can, I didn't like the word act like Jesus Christ naturally, because I looked the synonyms up of it, and it's not really the word that I want, but more we can be like Christ in circumstances when we don't have any time to think, and we just do out of our hearts what's in our hearts, because that's who we are, and we want Christ to fill that, and we want to be more like Christ. I'm sure that's the cry of your heart also. May the Lord bless.